Hi, ich bin's Pia und ich hatte die große Ehre, mit Energy-Superstar Niall Horan sprechen zu dürfen. Es ging natürlich viel um sein neues Album Dinner Party, seine Lieblingssongs aus dem Album, wie das Album entstanden ist und auch um seine Tour, die jetzt ja ansteht und worauf er sich besonders freut und vor allen Dingen, was ihr anziehen solltet. Das alles hört ihr jetzt hier und ich wünsche euch ganz, ganz viel Spaß dabei.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Cool.
Perfect. First off, how are you? You are so busy.
I'm good. No, I'm feeling really good. I've been kind of doing little bits of promotion, taking some time off. A little bit more promotion, take some time off. So I'm fresh.
Good.
You've got me on a fresh day in Berlin.
Oh,
it's good
I'm
to
the
be
lucky
here.
One. Yay. Your album is coming out next week.
Yeah.
So soon. How are you feeling?
I'm super excited, of course. Excited and nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an exciting time just for the fans just to hear new stuff. You know, they haven't heard any new music for a while, so it's I'm excited for them, and I'm also excited just because I've spent so long with these songs, and it's time for everyone to hear it now.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to thank you that you gave us hope that you can actually meet somebody at a dinner party, and you don't need dating apps.
It can be done.
It can be done.
I'm proof.
Yes.
Job's
so
done.
Thank you for that. What was the first song you wrote for this album?
What was the first song that I wrote for this? I wrote a song called From Her Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Gets It From Her Mother. I wrote that a couple of years ago now.
Oh, wow.
And I just kind of put it to the side and then came back to it when I started rewriting and changing. Dinner Party was early too. You just kind of start off, see what the sound is going to be, figure a few things out, and then you can get going. But Dinner Party was a good launch pad for me. You know, mm-hmm. It was a good way to write the rest of the album. It was a good place to start.
I mean, it had to because it became the title of the album.
Correct. And I mean, chronologically, it is the start of the album. So,
mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
I love that song. What was your favorite memory making this album?
Oh, I loved, we did one writing trip. How we made the album was that we would rent a house, me and two of the producers, maybe one other writer, maybe. And we would go to, we went to Austin, Texas.
Yay, I love Texas.
It's great. We went to Nashville. We rented a house just outside of London, out in the countryside. And we would spend, we just set up a band set up and just played everything live and just kind of jam and
cool.
See what came out of it. So I think the one down in outside of London was very fun. We had a massive property and we made up our own little golf course and
wow.
Chipped around and then had a few drinks, wrote a few songs, played a bit more golf. That was a good week.
I mean, that sounds like a dream.
No, it's great. You can't make it feel like you're going to work.
That's so cool.
Because it makes the writing more fun when it's relaxed like that.
Yeah, and that's what you can hear on the album, that you had fun.
Yeah, I think so. It feels like that to me. It feels live and it feels energetic.
Yeah, I had the privilege of listening to the album, and I can say it does feel like you had a lot of fun making the album.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you can hear that, because I definitely feel that.
Yeah. You mentioned Texas, and there's a song on the album that feels country to me. Boys Are Fun.
Really?
And it feels like it could also be a Thomas Rhett song. When I first heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, this could be a Thomas Rhett song.
I guess it could, actually, yeah.
It has that vibe. It's so fun that you have different kind of vibes and different genres on this album. What inspired you to make a country-inspired song?
Yeah, I think country is just in the bones. There's a lot of there's a lot of crossover between traditional Irish music and country music. And I guess that growing up on some of the music that I grew up on, I think it just kind of happens. And I feel at one with country music, really. Boys Are Fun is kind of a separate tune, really, to the rest of the album. It doesn't really, it's just more fun. It was just like more of a fun jam. And but yeah, it could have been a Thomas Rhett song, actually. That's actually quite a good shout. I play a show with him in a couple of months, so.
And you did a song with him. Maybe you should do that song together on stage.
Maybe you've just come up with a really good idea. So
maybe.
Thanks. I will mention it.
Yeah, and when I first heard it, I was like, I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds like Thomas. So I looked at it if I'm still on your album or if my phone did something weird. And I was like, no, that sounds so fun and so different from the rest, which
yeah.
I love.
Yeah, yeah.
When you turn the album in and it's no longer yours.
Yeah.
What?
Scary.
It's so scary because it's like your deepest thoughts in a way, or like personal stories, intimate stories. And all of a sudden, everybody will be able to listen to it.
Yeah.
How does that feel? Do you celebrate after turning it in? Do you like need some time for yourself, or what's the feeling?
Kind of sad it's over, because I do enjoy the process, and we had a really good time making this album, and then just kind of, and at the same time glad it's over, because I would go on forever and ever and ever. I'll never be happy. I could write for 6 years if I was let. If there was no timeline, I put a timeline on myself to make sure that I'm finished, because I would just keep going and going. So it's kind of mixed emotions, but more once you hand it in and we start putting the plan together for release and where I'm going to go, like today, like things like that. Like, that's when it gets exciting, because now it feels closer for the fans. They've been waiting for 3 years, so it's about time that they had some new tunes and something to look forward to.
I heard that, like, a lot of artists have that feeling of they will never be done because they're such perfectionists, and they would go back and do all, like, redo things. And I heard in an interview that Miley Cyrus actually said that when you buy her vinyls or CDs or whatever, they will sound different than what you listen to on streaming platforms, because she does go back and redo stuff and re-upload them.
That's
smart.
Have
you ever thought about doing something like that?
Yeah, I know. It takes so long to do the vinyl. So they always, like, it takes like 3 months to get, you have to get ahead of it. So maybe that's a good idea though, Miley. She is Miley Cyrus though, in fairness, so she's got a bit more leeway.
She is, and she said that, and then I listened to it on vinyl and I listened to Spotify and I was like, oh, there is actually a difference.
No, but there's always stuff that you would want to change. Guitar parts, harmonies, the way that you say a certain word, like there's...
Maybe you should just erase it and don't think about it. Because now I gave you an idea that could probably...
You've come up with quite a few ideas today.
I'm like, sorry.
I've come in here. It's like a meeting that I've come to, and you're firing out all these good ideas. That's why I think I'm better live, because I then get to sing the version of the song that, you know, afterwards I've thought, oh, that's actually better if I sang it like that. Or, you know what I mean?
That's like, cool. You could make a live album.
I did a little bit of that on the last. I did one from Madison Square Garden, but maybe this whole album live. Because you end up, once the song comes out, you sing it a little bit differently just by, you know.
And then you have all the fan interactions they, like, I don't know, bring out a totally different vibe with it, I guess. And they have their fan favorite songs that might not be your favorite songs, but then, I don't know.
I need you to work for my record label.
Oh, I'm here. Sorry to the radio station.
Bye-bye, I'm gone.
Life, you said about you're going on tour, which I'm so excited about. I saw you on your last tour, and you were amazing.
I loved it.
Yes.
Or Mercedes-Benz, as it was at the time.
It was Mercedes-Benz, and it was the first time seeing you live. And that was my introduction to your music, kind of, because a friend of mine was like, oh, you got to come with me and see Niall Horan.
Right.
And I was like, okay, for sure. And I fell in love with your music, and I listened to it.
Thank you.
Almost daily.
That's very nice of you.
It's true. What concert did you go last to that you were like super impressed?
Oh, that's a good question. I love going to concerts. I love playing concerts. It's just, it's our purest form. So I just love live gigs. Last gig I went to, that was, what did I go to recently? I went to watch Royal Otis.
Cool.
Yeah, they're great. I seen them in Brixton in London. That was really good. What else have I seen recently? Because I've been in the studio and like so engrossed, I haven't seen a lot of gigs recently. I usually go to quite a lot.
Last weekend, maybe? Did you catch a show? Because you performed?
Yeah, oh yeah, Miles Smith.
Oh yeah, fun.
Miles played after me and I got up and played with him. He's just great. He's also in full show mode right now, so he's doing a lot of shows.
Did you know that you and Miles Smith are playing on the exact same date in Berlin next to each other?
You're playing
Uber Arena and he's playing the Uber Eats Music Hall.
Oh, he's playing there?
Yes.
Oh, that's literally next door?
Yes.
That's going to be crazy. That's cool. Crazy party for the fans to, you know, because I remember after the show here the last time that everyone was on the streets, some guy was playing the guitar and all the fans were singing along with him, so... We'll have a combination of the Miles Smith fans and my fans, and they'll be able to enjoy it. But I didn't realize that. That's what he was talking about. I didn't realize it was that close. I knew we were in the same city a few times, maybe in Cologne as well. I think we might share.
The poor fans, they're going to be torn.
I know. I feel sorry for them. I didn't know that. And if I'd known that, I would have kept us apart. But Well, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Let's hope we both sell out our shows and then it's not a big problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well. Last question for your tour. What are we wearing? Is there a specific moment we need to prepare for? I saw people last weekend in the crowd. They were holding up silverware because of dinner party.
I did say that.
Are we bringing silverware?
I don't know if I would endorse people bringing knives.
Well, they can make him out of cardboard or whatever,
yes.
Not a real knife.
Bring out your cardboard, your plastic. What could you wear? I don't know. I don't even know what I'm wearing yet. I need to figure out that part. I've been working so hard on like the screens and the lights and the stage and the set list and all that stuff that I haven't even thought about what I'm going to wear.
They could show up as chefs.
Full chefs.
For dinner party.
Tuxedos and dresses. Let me have a think about that, and I'll make sure it's a uniform. We have to have some sort of a uniform.
We'll keep
for
you
this
posted.
Part. Or maybe no, because it's going to be too cold in the winter here.
But it's warm
inside.
I
was going to say summer dresses, but maybe not. I don't know. I have to think.
That's fine. They can dance. They would be warm. We can wear a summer dress.
Okay.
It's fine.
Just put a big coat over it.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for all your great ideas.
Oh, you're very welcome.
While I'm here, I just want to tell you how excited I am to be back.
Oh, it's so great to have you back.
It's been a couple of years, but I feel like I spent quite a bit of time in Germany over the last 2, 3, or 4 years with the festivals I did, with the shows I did, and how crazy the crowds were the last time, because I wasn't expecting, after COVID and all that stuff, I was not expecting to sell so many tickets in Germany. To play 4 arenas in Germany was nuts for me and sold out. So I really hope we can do it all again.
Oh, we love you.
It's going to be great. Hamburg, Cologne, Munich, Berlin, we're going to have a great time.
Yay, we're so excited. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Kein Abo, keine monatlichen Kosten. Bei uns streamt ihr for free die Energy Webstreams. Immer die besten Hits für euren Geschmack. Zum Beispiel Energy Love. Egal, wo ihr seid, egal, was ihr macht, das ist der richtige Soundtrack für euren Alltag. Checkt Energy Love und alle weiteren Streams in der App und auf energy.de. Denn hört ihr Streams, hört ihr Energy. Ganz einfach über euren Smart Speaker.
Alexa, spiel Energy Love.
Energy, Hit Music Only.